No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Winning season has officially returned. And with NFL Preseason Live, there are plenty of opportunities to win at MyBookie. Whether you're a seasoned bettor or a first-timer, MyBookie gets you the most for your money with a double deposit bonus up to $1,000. To claim your bonus, sign up and use promo code ZABE on your first deposit, and you'll instantly double your money with MyBookie. It's simple. $250 puts $500 in your account, and you can use your funds to bet on as many individual games, contests, or props as you want. Bet on team win totals. Predict the Super Bowl winner. Use the MyBookie prop builder to give yourself the edge you need to secure the bag. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. Today's Power Lunch is brought to you by The Palm at Tyson's Corner, Virginia. Sure, The Palm is great for a fancy night out, but it's also the perfect midweek spot for a lunch with a client, or lunch to catch up with a friend, or maybe even to do an interesting podcast like this. Power Lunch menu selections at The Palm start at $26 for an appetizer, meal, and dessert. Book your reservation today directly at thepalm.com, open table, or by calling them at 703-917-0200.
I can make most anything on the menu except
whatever you got is fine.
I'm going to say some bad words. You're just going to have to deal with it.
PB&J with the crusts cut off. Well, Brian, this is a very nutritious lunch.
Hey, you got enough money to pay for all this? You know, money, cash, dollars, dinero.
So what I believe you were trying to say is thank you.
Thank you?
You're welcome. What can I say?
How about you, Buck?
Potomac Sky Ventures 234 is level at 6,000.
Roger that. God, there was just some plane thing that I
What's
was...
What's your vector, Victor?
Got to talk to you about. All right, is the Buck and Knock Show here at the Palm and Tyson's. Boys, good to have you. I can't believe you're going to another man dinner later on tonight, right across the street here in Tyson's.
Patsy's. Yeah, can't beat it. You can, because you're here at the Palm, you can beat it. But yeah.
So it's just going to be you old Alta-cockers, as the saying goes?
Very well done. Yes, that's what it is.
And some other men. A man's dinner. That's such a great thing.
Yeah,
Thanks for inviting me.
We will ogle, you know, waitresses and women at the bar and then not say a word to them.
We have our favorites.
That's great. So is it any media members?
No, just two
Nobody
other guys.
Nobody I know.
Two okay. guys that actually Naki introduced me to. Who, believe it or not, belong to the same club that I belong to, but I didn't know them.
Woodmont,
okay. Right.
You so, called them what again? Say it on the air.
A couple of old Jews.
See, a couple of Woodmont Jews.
A couple
said.
Of Woodmont Jews.
As if that was a species,
sect.
A genus and species of Jew.
Great guys, though. And,
of course.
Chris and I went down to visit with them because they have homes in Florida, as all Jews do. And
that's required.
No, it's the Woodmont Jews.
The Woodmont Jews. Sorry about that. I can't get to preface that. And before you send any emails, I'm Jewish, so
yeah.
I can do that. I had a bar mitzvah and everything. But yeah, they're good
guys. I don't
think
I'm allowed to call you a Woodmont Jew. I think because I'm a goyim, I'm not allowed to say that.
Technically, you're not.
I had a bar mitzvah and everything. So
that
qualifies me.
and you get everything. A cookie for that? What,
metal? You get a lot more for the bar mitzvah. Yeah, it was a big deal.
Yeah.
All right. So I want to mop up on some stuff that's already been down the river, because I've got a genuine, bona fide former Division I NCAA head coach sitting right here across from me, a man who once tasked himself with being a leader and molder of young men, I believe is what you said.
You never forget that.
Right.
Is that what you said? Yeah. That's how you describe yourself? Yeah.
And for those that don't know, when Chris Nockey was the head coach at American University, what years?
That would have been 90 to 97.
You discovered through just your keen observation that one of your players was doing something weird.
Yeah, he was.
On the court, which was?
Well, he was throwing a game.
Throwing a game. Yeah. Shaving points.
Oh, I didn't
shaving
know
points.
About this.
Oh, you yeah. never heard this
no,
story?
And I was at Channel 5 at the time covering. That's where I met Nockey. Was now, covering
way make,
AU.
Way to make it about you all of a sudden.
No, I wish I had known then. Because that would have been a story to break.
I didn't exactly make it public.
Clearly happened. No, it's not something a coach is proud of. But you were able to sniff it out, and you nipped it in the bud.
I mean, Ray Charles could have sniffed it out. it was, you know, there. I think there's a subtle way to do that. I've never really thought about how you game it as a player, because nobody ever approached me about shaving points or doing anything like that. But this was not a subtle act at all.
And so you confronted the player at halftime.
Right. I did. First, I benched him.
Yep.
And we were playing out at George Mason. That was when Paul Westhead was the coach at Mason.
Right.
And it was, you know, they were running roughshod over us. We're down 26 at half. We end up winning the game by 28.
Oh, my God.
After I benched him. But the thing is that even with a great win like that, it was one of those things that hurt so bad. That, like, the first thing I did in the locker room, I said, you guys, nobody's showering. We're going back to my office. We were at Mason. I said, we're jumping on the bus. We're going right back to my office, and we're going to talk about this till 3 o'clock in the morning.
Did any of the other players know about it or could sense it?
They could sense it, and then he owned up to it in front of all the other guys.
But how did you realize it and then confront him about it?
Well, I realized it because he was playing like dog shit.
Really?
And I turned to one of the guys on my staff. And I said, "You've got to be fucking kidding me!" And I pulled him out. I said, "I can't even watch this." And then, sort of, as he was sitting down, it occurred to me this guy was an all conference level player. I mean, this is not a guy who threw a lot of lemons out there. You know what I mean? I mean, I would
know his name.
You would know his name.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so. It kind of all clicked. And then at halftime, I said, one of the things I said was, and it was, I wasn't being facetious, but I said, are you
shaving points?
I said, it's like you're trying to fucking throw this game. And I got a really weird look, and I thought, oh God.
Oh boy. Hit a nerve.
He is.
Hit a nerve.
He is.
So this is what year again?
94, 5.
94. So this is well. Before the current situation of internet gambling in your pocket, and yet here we still are, Nockey, with this shit still happening. There's a number of sites that are now going to reduce the number of prop bets on NBA games because they've caught too many guys.
How long have you and I known each other?
20 plus years, 25.
And we've been doing shows together forever, and I've told you since day one that gambling is a far bigger issue than anything else. Drugs, you know, I mean,
in terms of the integrity of the sports,
in terms of the integrity of the game, in terms of the ready, you know, the fact that it's on everybody's phone, you talk to a posse full of 25-year-old men, they all gamble.
Oh yeah,
they all gamble.
Oh, they're all on their 17-way parlays for $2 that if it hits, they're going to make $570,000. And occasionally someone does, and it gets big publicity, and it encourages more kids to throw their money away $2 at a time. So the thing about it is, and I think Michael Porter Jr. went around doing some interviews this week about, you know, hey, man, when you've got friends and you say, here's an easy way to make 10 grand, I'm going to come out of the game with an eye injury after 2 minutes, the under is going to hit, go ahead and take advantage of it. People don't understand how that can be a thing. The old thinking was, why would an NBA player make an X million a year, risk it all by prop shaving or point shaving? And I said, it's not they're doing it for themselves. They're hooking up
a brother.
They're
also
hooking their friends up.
They're also, in the NBA's
case. And they
case,
think they can't get caught.
Well, and in the NBA's case, too, there's so many games. It's just another game. You know, right. 82 games.
Who cares?
It's not like in the NFL where you've got, you know, you've got basically 18 weekends or whatever that number is. I think it's 18.
Yeah. So that's gambling. I want to ask you about the Michigan stuff and Harbaugh. Give me the unfiltered Naki take on the whole Harbaugh thing as the penalties came down, what penalties they were. And then I'll let Buck Hance, weigh in on this, but I want you first.
Yeah, I mean, what penalties were there?
Money.
That's
$30 million.
That's the only thing you really can do. This because he's gone. You know, he's out the door. You can't really penalize the guys who took his spot, you know, as much as you'd like to. I've never really cared for the Harbaugh's act as it is, but I mean, that's sort of the nature of the beast right now. Guys are one step ahead of the jailer, and when you sense the jailer is coming, just it sort of greases the skids for you to get out of town.
What did he do? I didn't catch it. What did he do? I didn't hear the story. I was on a golf course or at the beach.
You were on a golf course for 3.5 years?
Yeah.
This is an ongoing investigation.
And my game's no better.
Sadly. You were in a sand trap. When you say I was on a beach, that was the bunker on 7 at Woodmont.
I could not get out.
Well, anyway, yeah. So Jim Harbaugh, the penalties for his cheating scheme with Connor Stallions, the assistant, who was seen, who he was caught going to games and video recording the other team's signals.
Mm-hmm.
And then having a whole skunk works with his various assistants that he called the KGB to decipher those signals. And it went as far as him being in Central Michigan gear on the sideline for a game against Michigan State, which they still haven't given a satisfactory answer. But their line is he was helping game plan for Central Michigan, not scouting Michigan State.
Right.
Which is bullshit because he's an assistant at Michigan. What, do you just loan him out?
Right.
To a lesser D1 school in the state when you need them to?
Well, also the problem with a scheme like that is too many people, by definition, the whole conspiracy thing, too many people know, are in the know for that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to get away with it. That's not particularly subtle either.
Right.
You know, not that there's a subtle way necessarily to do that. But I would think in this day and age, with how great, you know, cell cameras are and how you could find a hell of a lot easier way to steal signals than what they were doing. That guy's on video.
Right.
You know, when they show the other team's head coach or D coordinator or whatever, he's standing over their shoulder
with
like
sunglasses at night.
Yeah, leaning over. Like, it's unbelievable.
You know, I mean, this has been going on. This reminds me of what George Allen used to do with the Redskins at Redskin Park. He thought people were in there. He would.
In the woods.
Yeah.
He had his own personal assistant. I forget the guy's name. And he would send him walking around the perimeter.
They called him 00 something.
Something like that. And he was like, go check for spies in the woods.
Yeah, spies. He thought people were spying on him, which they could have been. But that's how far back this goes.
I know.
In the very infant stages of it.
Tell you how long ago that was? Ashburn had woods. Now that area, it's all asphalt.
Clear cut for condos and server farms.
Yeah.
So it's nothing new. And now not only do you have schools just pedal to the metal, cheat until you get caught, take the penalty, do the time. It's not going to be that bad. You'll bounce back anyway. And they're not going to take the banner away from you. They're not going to revoke the championship, which we saw. But now you've got schools like Auburn claiming national titles just by declaration. Did you see this?
Auburn
University's football team, Buck, said, oh, by the way, we now have 3 more national titles. And they went and they claimed past championships back to 1913.
How do you do that?
They just declared it. Remember Michael Scott in The Office? I declare bankruptcy. And Oscar's like, Michael, that's not how it works. Auburn just went out and declared more national championships.
That gives me an idea. I guess my years at AU, you weren't that bad.
No, you might have been the CAA champion.
I was. That's right.
That's right.
So here is the list of the other championships that they declared. And it's kind of funny because now other schools are like, So can we do this?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, one of the titles they claimed was 2012, I think the Reggie Bush year. They're like, well, because they took that one away from
USC. Yeah.
And Auburn was undefeated that year but didn't play in the title game. And they're like, yoink, we'll take that. They got Tommy Tuberville now in the Senate on a video going, we know we were the best team in the country that year, and I'm pleased to announce that we are now declaring. And I'm like, you can't do that. What are you talking about?
Well, there's nobody to argue the point.
That's
NCAA,
the point.
Yeah.
What are they going to do?
NCAA has so little to do anymore with big time football, college football. They're administering, you know, non-revenue sports championships.
Right.
And the NCAA tournament.
Okay.
The college football world doesn't NCAA is just a gnat on the ass of.
Yeah. Well, anyway, one was like 1913. They went 6-1, and Harvard went 9-0, and Harvard is supposedly the national champion, and they're like, we were better than them. And then another year, they had some other record, and Army was like 7-0.
Okay.
So those are the titles they're taking. They're taking them from Army, from Harvard.
So does that come with a flag? I'm sure that there's a banner going up, right?
Listen, I don't know, but it's as embarrassing as when Scott Frost at Central Michigan. Remember that?
Yeah.
They went 12-0, and they got left out of the BCS, and he's like, we're national champs. They printed T-shirts. And people roasted them.
Central Florida.
Yeah, Central Florida.
Not Central Michigan. Yeah.
Sorry,
did
I say Michigan? Yeah. Central Florida. Yes. I mean, it's just so funny.
Yeah, that's
Yay,
ridiculous.
Yay, sports. It's so full of integrity. Okay, let's get to the good stuff. All right, now that we've warmed up here. Have you seen colleges are now selling fans access to press conferences following football games?
No.
Yes. $700 for what is called an enhanced fan experience.
So it's got to be more than just the press conference, right?
Yes, it's tickets to the game and this and that, but also come on into the press conference. I asked the question, do they get to ask a question to the coach?
Well, how?
Or is that an extra level of fee?
It's another $100.
Can you imagine the mayhem, Buck, if they start letting Joe the fan, as our late friend John Thompson would say, ask questions.
In the same token.
Oh, I miss Coach. I really do. Joe the fan, that's what he would always say. Can you imagine
that? The kids, Steve, the kids.
the thing is, every college sport, particularly the revenue-producing sports, are always looking for new spigots, right?
Right.
New ways. Whether it's the seat license that you have to purchase before you actually purchase the seats, whether it's this sort of game experience, a suite, or whether, you know, I'm sure Maryland has something called the Maryland Club now in one end zone, where, and I can't remember what the number is that you would have to pay to be a part of that or have access to it, but everybody's looking for the bells and whistles.
Absolutely. Parking, tailgating, it's becoming more and more difficult to get a spot where you want it to be, you got to pay extra. Yeah. But that's everywhere.
What happens when some schools can't keep up? When they fall
off? It's already happening.
The treadmill. It is?
Yeah. There's a world of haves and a world of have-nots. It's the nature of the beast.
Okay.
And so this leads to another further, you know, on July 1st the rules changed, right? In terms of NIL rules. Now you have a defined amount of money that a university
$20 million.
$22 million,
yeah. And you can carve it up any way you
any
like.
Any way you want it. Okay, so now what happens is that schools with football, generally you're looking at like 16 or 17 going to football.
Right.
And then men's basketball gets a portion, maybe a little bit more thrown to women's basketball, I think. But it leads to some inequities because some leagues don't have football. So now the Big East – Villanova, you know, Seton Hall. They have this pool of $22 million.
George Mason.
VCU. Yeah.
Ooh, jinx.
Yeah, so, and those, that's also why those become the most attractive jobs in the country. Creighton, Gonzaga.
Are you aware?
Marquette has got more money than,
it's
crazy.
They do.
Yeah.
I know.
Big
and
money.
No football.
And
so
no football.
That brings me to this story regarding that. Coach K and Rick Pitino are both publicly lobbying for an ACC Big Big East merger.
Saw that.
Are you in favor of that? You're in the Big Ten now, so I guess, you know, you don't got a dog in this fight. But as a former ACC member, what do you think?
I think the next league to implode without question is undoubtedly the ACC.
They're going to go by the Pac-12.
They're going to go, and I don't know whether it's going to be. If one school figures out how to pay that enormous exit fee or how to get around it.
The exit fee from the ACC, as Florida State's finding out, is iron friggin' clad.
Yeah, but don't think the lawyers aren't working on this 24/7.
They're digging through it. Clause this.
And if that happened, well, the Big Ten would be all over. Well, North Carolina's a jewel. It's an absolute jewel of the SEC would want them. Big Ten would be all over North Carolina. I think the same is true of Virginia, likely Duke.
There's what the new ACC Big East would look like. Remember, the ACC has Stanford, Cal, and
That's
SMU
amazing.
Now,
yeah.
Which is also dumb as hell because the Pac-12 imploded.
One of the things, the benefits of that for the ACC would be you do not leave, like if the ACC just imploded, schools like Wake Forest, Boston College.
Big trouble.
SOL. They are shit out of luck.
Big
Syracuse
trouble.
Maybe. Well, the Syracuse has got football, you know. But some of those schools would be really in big trouble. So if you do that as a merger, obviously it helps.
How do you handle the non-football playing schools from the Big East, like Marquette? How do you deal with them?
There
like
is.
St. John's.
You mean in terms of their NIL capabilities?
Well, I'm just saying that if you're a merged league, not every school is playing both sports.
I would think that's one of the reasons why it won't happen.
Okay. Would there be a way to bifurcate the league and just say, here's the football division, here's the basketball division, here's teams that play in both?
Yeah. Put Kay and Patino on it. You know, let them figure it out. But it creates a have and have not sort of situation.
Yeah, that'd be tough to do, I think.
Well, here's the other story that caught my attention because this is the canary in the coal mine. Berkeley, Cal. You know, the school that produced Aaron Rodgers, Marshawn Lynch, DeSean Jackson, quite a few good NFL players.
Yeah.
Their president,
Tony Gonzalez, right?
Their president, James Milliken, is reportedly, quote, open to the idea of halting the football program as athletic debt continues to mount. Milliken cited a small fan base, an empty stadium, and poor on-field results. Cal thinking about pausing foot, like, okay, we're exhausted. We're trying to raise all this money. We're trying to keep up with UCLA and USC and everyone else. We can't do it.
Well,
we're out.
It's also why teams in the ACC would love to leave the ACC for Big Ten money, for that $100 million a year that you get.
Right.
It eliminates a lot of the angst over your budget.
I don't know. This is headed for a real Titanic-like breakup with the boat snapping in two. And that the top of the boat, which is the school's buck that have money a foot to spend for football.
Where DiCaprio is standing on top of them.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bad analogy because nobody lived after the boat split in two. Imagine if one part of the Titanic floated and everyone survived. That's what it's going to be.
I disagree. And
you
do. Because you're going to a 16-team playoff, right?
Oh, they want to go. Big Ten wants to go to 28.
Yeah, but I think you'll go to 16, and it'll probably stay at 16 for a while.
Okay.
All you need are 25 good teams, and then let the 16 play it out at the end of the season. And that's such a popular those weeks of the playoffs to see.
Yeah.
You watch it and you wonder how the hell didn't we do this 30 years ago?
Right.
I agree that. There will not be any shortage of schools that want to spend and compete at the highest level. You'll have plenty of those. I'm just asking what's going to happen to the Stanfords and Vanderbilts. Where will they play?
Right.
They don't want to kill their football program entirely.
No, you're
right. Just want to have a fighting shot to, you know, not suck.
You know what? You try to be good once every 5 years, you know? I mean,
but. Right. Well, and the same thing, you know, goes for the mid-majors, like where I went to school. You just – you're hanging on. You don't have the alumni to spend the money
right.
to put you up on top, but you have a program and you're not going to get rid of it. It's tough to do. It's
All
tough
right.
to survive.
You know, one of the things I love most about Indeed is that it makes hiring so fast. In the minute I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. If you are overwhelmed by the hiring process or you've been struggling to get your job posts seen, listen up. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. Your post jumps right to the top of the page for relevant candidates, so you reach exactly who you want faster. And it makes a huge difference, according to Indeed data. Sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. There's no need to wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this podcast will get $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support the podcast by saying you heard about it right here on this pod. Indeed.com/Charlie Zulu Alpha Bravo Echo. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need. Look, I know what you're thinking. Here's the bald guy talking about hair loss treatments. Well, the irony is not lost on me, folks. But here's the thing. Hims isn't just about hair restoration. They're tackling real health issues that some guys deal with but just don't want to talk about or wait in the doctor's waiting room. No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. They offer convenient access to prescription treatments with doctor-trusted, clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil that can stop hair loss and even regrow hair in as little as 3 to 6 months. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments, no waiting rooms, no hoops, no hidden fees. Think of Hims as your digital front door for trusted treatments. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Zabe. That's Hims.com/Zabe for your free online visit. Go to Hims.com/Zabe. That's Hims.com/Zabe. Individual results may vary based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit Hims.com/Hail Mary. That's Hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. Hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.
All right, I'm going to feed Buck in the post here because I feel like he hadn't gotten enough touches yet, Naki.
I've been shooting.
It's all right. You've been shooting. You've been filling it up. That's good. Plus, when he said what happened to Harbaugh, I'm like, oh boy, okay, I gotta go. I gotta pick some better plays. God,
it's summertime, man.
Summertime.
I got things to do.
All right. Headline: Man pleads guilty to stealing 400 jerseys from the Miami Heat. Sold a quarter of them for a total of $1.9 million.
I did see that.
You have been in the NBA many, many years. You know how it works.
I do.
These jerseys, the game worns that are photo matchable, that are verifiable, are worth a shit ton of money, especially for icons like LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Ray Allen.
Yep.
We had a guy
with the Wizards that did that.
Stole them.
Yes.
And sold them.
Yes.
Fenced them.
Yes.
How do you fence those without getting caught? That's like a notable thing.
This was back, far enough back where I don't think social media was that much of an impact,
okay,
or that much of an avenue for him to do this. I'm not sure how he did it. Clearly not mentioning any names, but anybody that's listening that was with the organization or that's privy to this knows who it was. And he was an equipment guy, and he just kind of lifted stuff.
Sticky fingers.
Yeah. Now, it was easy for him to do that because he was down there with all the equipment.
Right, exactly. So this was a former Miami Heat security officer, and Marcos Tomas Perez, 62, former police officer in Miami for 25 years, and was NBA security, and they said he stole more than 400 jerseys and other items from a secured equipment room and then sold them to online brokers.
Question for you. So if there were 400 jerseys, how many jerseys does a team order prior to the season?
Right. It's more now because you have all these alternative jerseys.
Well, you got that. Plus, you got all these guys after games that will swap jerseys with their boys,
right,
you know, from other teams.
I know that the equipment guys have several jerseys for these dudes. Road games, home games, there's several. There may be a dozen of them, ready to go if they need them. But what my question would be, all right, so you say he was a – policeman or a...
Yeah, retired police, now working security.
Security, okay, right. And we all have
he was the one stealing shit.
Yeah, we all have a guy that works security for the team. The Wizards have one. He's a good friend. And he works for the league, but he's with the team.
Okay.
So you'll see them standing
league,
out on the...
It's a league set of eyes.
Right, right. And
you need eyes on the guy.
Right.
You need a guy watching the guy watching the guy.
Yeah, but
like
I don't
a casino, right?
Right, but I don't think there's a guy watching this guy. Now... I happen to know him, and he's a good friend, and he's on the up and up. But he also is responsible for doing drug testing, urine analysis and things of that nature. So he's really involved, and he's there every game. And I'm guessing, because I'm trying to think of this guy in Miami, I'm guessing that he could have access to some of this equipment in some fashion, but not without somebody noticing, though.
Obviously, the LeBron jerseys would go for a lot of money. The Norris Cole jersey or the Ronnie Turiaf jersey?
Yeah, probably.
Maybe not.
Not as much.
Yeah, you have to have a family member that really wants that jersey, right? And it's funny because our colleague Scott Lynn, big jersey guy.
Yes, he is.
Almost exclusively
hockey right,
not basketball.
Right.
Sweaters.
Jerseys.
Yeah. He always corrects me.
So let me ask you this question just out of curiosity because we're all doing this and we've been doing this for a long time. How many jerseys do you have and who are they? You know, you must know who you have.
I have a dozen jerseys.
Do
I
you?
Bet. Yeah,
it's a lot.
Maybe more. I've thrown away. These are replicas, obviously.
Okay,
none of these are
not
game
the real
used
thing. Okay,
no. I might have one game used of a lesser known Nats player that I got somehow by some way or shape or form. But
right,
yeah, they're replicas.
How about you, Nat?
I've got one, and it's a guy who does this. He's in the uniform business, and he's got literally thousands.
Is this the guy with the Chinese knockoffs?
No.
Okay,
because
there was a guy that was able to hook into that. You know, you can get Chinese knockoffs or pennies on the dollar that are really good jerseys. They're just a little off color-wise. They're a little bit off in terms of the details and stuff.
Yeah.
But unless you're a super fan, you wouldn't know.
This is a Bryce Harper. This is probably gave this to me 10 years ago in one of Harper's first years with the Nats. He said it was a game-worn jersey. I'm totally skeptical.
Okay.
I'm looking up because I have a picture of this. I have one of our friends, the equipment guy, was nice enough to give me. When the Wizards had a retro jersey thing, they were wearing what is my favorite uniform, which is the old Bullets orange and blue awesome. Uniform. Yeah. It's fantastic. And so we had that one night, and it was so cool. And Gilbert Arenas had his, and it was number 0. And on the back, it said Arenas. And I have that jersey, the game-worn jersey. It's really cool.
Yeah, nice.
You're going to keep that after what Gilbert Arenas has been accused of?
Yeah. Look,
I can't believe it.
I like the guy.
Well, but you should give that jersey to me, and I'll safekeep it until he's cleared of the charges, okay?
Yeah.
And then maybe you'll get it back, or maybe it'll be on eBay. I don't know. How could you keep that blood money, that blood jersey?
Because it looks so cool, man. I love it. It's so cool.
Will you wear it at the beach? No undershirt?
No, I won't be wearing. I won't be wearing.
70-year-old, well-kept Adonis body with a Gilbert Agent Zero jersey.
You're killing me, man. You're killing me.
By the way, mazel. Turn 70. You look great.
Thank you.
You feel good?
Yeah. I forget a lot of things, but we all do. And I will warn you that as you get older, you're going to forget more stuff.
So Inside Baseball, we get here to the Palm. Thank you for their power lunch yet again. I had the chicken parm. It was exquisite. What did you guys have the veal?
Top notch. I had the chicken parm.
I had a little piece of filet.
Wow. I thought you guys were going veal.
Nah.
Because it was so good last week.
You know what? We're hitting it hard again tonight.
Okay.
You know,
this is a light lunch.
So, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
When Naki eschewed it, I eschewed it. Here it is.
Exactly. Oh, it's the orange Bullets one.
Oh, that's my favorite.
Yeah, I'll take that.
That's sweet. Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
That is awesome. Yeah,
you can't have a jersey of an accused rapist.
That is
so, I will have that jersey.
Come on, man. I have it at home. It's going nowhere.
Okay, so Inside Baseball, I get here, and I've got the Rodecaster Pro physical mixer and the headphone set up because normally I do a laptop interview here with other microphones, and I was like, I don't want to do that this week. Let's bring this. And I left the cord. I was like getting through the box, and the important charge cable, proprietary cable to power this thing, was missing. I'm like, where the hell? What did I do with it? And I realized I left it across the street in Tyson's at Golfdom,
because
that's where we do the golf show. And I was like, why did I leave it there? I thought I was being cute. And you told me as I scrambled out to the valet to get my car to go over there, and I said, just order without me. I'll be right back. You said, you know, Zabe, you start forgetting things the older you get.
And it'll continue.
And it doesn't get better.
No. It gets much worse. It doesn't forget about getting better.
Oh, no.
That's the thing.
Not
about
just your memory.
No, it's
other things get worse as well.
Yes, they do.
Oh, my
that
God.
That can't be corrected. So, but that's just the way life is. You think, and I don't want to get, you know.
No, go.
I don't want to get it down or anything here.
No, let's get philosophical, my man. Come on.
You think as you get older that you're going to enjoy life more and it's going to be easier, but it's not. It's not, because you start dealing with the death of your grandparents, then your parents, then your friends start passing away, and we've all had friends that have passed away. And so you deal with your own mortality, and it's a little screwed up, but that's just sort of the way it is. But that just, you know, the point I'm making is you think it's going to be rosy and everything's going to be great, and you have to enjoy your life the best you can, but things creep in there that make it much more difficult.
If it's any consolation, yeah. I don't know many guys that enjoy their life quite as much as you do. So, yeah, you got a good setup, man.
I'm not complaining.
Yeah.
I'm not complaining.
Go home and jump on the raft in your pool and pontificate.
No, I've got the chemicals working perfectly right now. It's as clean as it's ever been.
Let me see if I can get the audio of this. This is from Any Given Sunday, Al Pacino.
Uh-huh.
It's the inch.
You can't hear it. It's too low. But there's a great speech in that movie, which was great in some regards. It really missed the mark wildly on some others. But the speech was, you know, when you get old in life, things get taken away from you. That was the speech. Remember
right.
that?
And he starts That's right. That's
taking
right.
it off.
Right. That's right. One of them is your memory that gets taken away from you. So I can remember things, and I'm not going to sit here and say I'm so old that I can't remember anything, but my memory's good, and I can remember things that we've done. I can remember things that go back to my first job at Channel 5 in 1984. All those things, what you forget are the things that happened yesterday.
The short-term stuff.
Or even today, like I'll walk into the room literally and not know why I went in there or can't remember where I put my car keys or stuff like that, menial things. But still, it becomes more and more pervasive. It starts happening more and more.
So as my older brothers of sorts – because I'm 57, you're 70. Naki, you are?
67.
67, so you're 10 years older. Question, when do you start betting the under on your own life? With your money, your decisions, your desire to do cool things that might cost a lot? When do you do
that? I'm going to let the old fucking codger.
the old cocker, as you said. The old codger.
The old cocker.
The old codger.
When do you start betting the under? Because I'm kind of willing to bet the under. I'm willing to say I might live to 70. So I need to start doing stuff
one of the
by
things,
60.
If I could jump in to kind of piggyback on what Buck was saying, one of the things that I have realized, especially over the last 4 or 5 years, is that your health is 100% of everything.
Absolutely.
And if you don't have it,
it doesn't matter what you have.
Doesn't matter.
Right.
And that's why you got to take care of you got to take care of your weight. You got to take care of whether you're taking something for cholesterol or blood pressure or whatever. I'm vigilant. Every December, I do. You know, I have a physical. I do all the blood work.
Buck's here we pulling go. Out his pill bag.
This you should be see the, what's in the other pocket.
This would be the Lisinopril that I'm getting ready to take.
What is that?
That's for a little bit of high blood pressure.
Okay.
But no.
I thought you took Medixafalin.
No, that's Medixadril.
Oh, Medixadril.
That's what you take for Macoxafalin.
Oh, when the Macoxafalin's
right.
not working.
Yeah, you take the Medixadril.
By the way, those lines, you taught me those. I use them on the golf course all the time. Any other fake drugs you can name?
Yeah, I have a little levothyroxine and a little allopurinol and a little Prevostatin.
No, I want funny names. I want the funny ones like Medixafalin and Micoxidril.
Medixadril, okay. Yeah. To answer your question, because as the elder statesman here, I'll say, first of all, you better hope you live beyond 70. I mean, that's only, 13 years from now?
I know.
Are you not planning to live past 70?
I would like to.
You should.
I'm financially planning to do so with your friend Tom Natoli,
yeah,
planner to the stars. You hooked me up with him many years ago, and he's done very well with the Zabin portfolio.
Yeah.
But my point is I'm enough in good enough health now. It could be better. Just went to Scotland. It was an amazing trip, Scottish Islands, and we had a great time. Danny Frank, my man, we'll have you on here another day. Thank you very much for coming by. Now, that guy's life, I want his life.
Yeah, he's got one of the great jobs of all time.
Yes, he was working player relations at Caves Valley for the BMW just the other week.
That's a sweet gig.
So yeah, I played great. I actually shot 75 at Royal Dornoch, which is a score way too good for what I think I am as a golfer. And I thought, I am not going to wait forever to come back here. I turned 60, God willing, in 3 years. So I immediately reached out to my tour operator, Ronnie Pook of Scotland Tours, and I said, how about this for my 60th? And it's an outrageous trip. And it's a lot of money. But you know what, though? I'm going to be 60. I'll never be 60 again.
True.
If I make it to 60 and I'm in good health, this is the one thing in life I love to do more than anything else. I know I'm going to leave a nice amount of money to my kids. Do they really need the extra 15 grand?
That you're going to need.
You
for
know
your
what?
Trip.
That I'm going to need for the
right.
trip.
No, they
know?
Don't. Here's the point.
That's
you're
what I mean
to make.
By that's what I mean by betting the under. That no matter what happens, malady,
you'll never
happens.
You can't win that game, right?
I mean,
no, but I would have won if I take this trip. It's awesome, and yes, it costs 15 grand. Then I have won because everything else later on, when I become more decrepit, disease ridden, or dead,
give them 45 grand less and hook up your boys.
They won't miss that either. They'll have plenty. Just take no. Listen. Here's how this works. When you're 20, you think 40's old.
Because it's twice your life.
Like 40, that's old.
But when you're 50, then you get to 40 comes in a blink.
When you get to 40, it's like 55 or 60. Jesus, that's old.
I know.
60. Now I'm thinking about 10 years from now. That's old. I mean, so old that I may not be able to swing a golf club, although I know people that can.
But were you not a better golfer 10 years ago?
Yeah, I was. 20 years ago,
you
even?
Had more
absolutely.
Swing speed 10
yeah,
years ago.
I have no swing speed. You've seen me play. But,
more vitality 10 years ago.
But the point is, to answer your question, it may be 70 before you start wondering about the over-under and that kind of thing.
Oh, I'm thinking about it already.
Are you really?
I told you, 70.
Because
I'm going to bet the under on 70 and then live my life hard in the
that's 60s. That's horrible. He's betting the under on 70.
No, I'm going to live great in my 60s.
Yeah, but living great doesn't mean you have to take at risks. And
Working less and vacationing more or golfing. Yeah,
you should. You should, because that's what you have to do when you get older. You can't take the money with you. That's the other thing.
Yeah, exactly right.
Now, you can be selfish and say that. You've got kids and a wife and all of that stuff, so you got to think about that. But you can't take it with you. And at some point, you start to think, I need to spend some of this money and enjoy life.
Yes.
Yeah.
I got 3 years to save up, $5,000 a year.
Yeah.
You know, so if I just cut out my Chipotle addiction, that place is expensive.
Yeah.
That's like $2,000 right there.
It keeps going up.
It keeps going up.
No, it's exactly. But the point is, it takes a while for a younger person to start thinking about mortality. In fact, when you're young, you don't think about it at all.
Yeah.
It never enters your mind at all until you get to about 50 and then 60, and then you see not only your parents, but your friends. Yeah. That's when you start thinking.
The wall's closing in.
Yeah.
Walls are closing.
So, you realize no one's getting out of this alive,
so
right?
Why aren't we on the golf course right now?
Well, it's because it's overcast and crappy.
Okay, I'll be weather. Out there tomorrow.
Here in Washington.
Here we are in Washington. Tomorrow you can get up and head out to work and head out to school.
Exactly. All right. I know one thing I won't be doing, just to finish here today, and thank you to the Palm for having us. I am not going to try to see the Titanic. Billionaires keep going back to try to see the Titanic. This is just 2 years after the Oceangate disaster that killed 5 people. There's a new billionaire, boys, that wants to go down there. What is going on?
The claustrophobia alone. Yeah, one of
just
those
thinking about
submersibles.
It.
Jesus, no chance.
No, thinking about what they went through, knowing it was only a matter of time before that thing imploded, that gives me the, you know. Now, look, I fly in a little airplane, so that's kind of tight, too. But that's a different thing.
But you control that.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not underwater where you have no real control. That's scary to me.
A handful of billionaires, according to the New York Post, are known to have owned their own submersibles, including the late Paul Allen, co-founder of Microsoft and owner of the Portland Trailblazers. Ray Dalio, a Wall Street magnate, and Russian oligarch Roman Abramovich. And according to the Post,
it's Danny's brother.
According to the Post, the current chatter amongst
Bichikakov.
Elite.
Oh,
well, that's my favorite. The Russian hockey player, Sergei Bichikakov. He's dating a tennis player, Anna Smaltitzova. They're really a heartthrob couple. Okay,
he takes my Dixadrill, though. So
right. The current chatter among elite ocean explorers of an imminent new expedition, but the details are hush-hush. Said a source close to the Post, I heard that somebody is going down to the Titanic in a couple of weeks. It's a billionaire, and going down will cost $10 million. When you hear about it, you will know his name.
Elon.
Idiots.
Yeah, I no interest whatsoever.
You saw one of those things go and collapse.
That was horrifying.
Exactly.
That was terrible.
Yeah.
I wonder about space now, you know, people that go
space
up there.
Space tourism. Yeah.
Because that can be dangerous, too, to get up there and have something go wrong. I mean, we've seen it happen. So, I mean, there's a risk in anything you do, but going under the water like that, I'll stick with 20 feet under and with a scuba tank, and that's
so
about it.
So you do scuba dive?
Yeah, I got certified in the Cayman Islands.
Nice.
That was a blast.
How long ago?
This was a while ago. This was in the late 70s.
And you still stay current?
Yeah. There's no currency with that. There is with flying, but
I thought you had to do a test to get the card ticked.
If I go to an island and I show them my PADI card, which is the standard card for
it's
scuba.
It's got to be ragged from the 70s.
It's old.
I was going to say. So yeah. I love it. Buck is still scuba friendly, still does it, right? And you fly.
Yeah, just flew last week.
That's so awesome. See?
Flew some buddies down to Harrisonburg to get a $560 chili dog.
Why 560?
That's what it cost me to fly down there
and
back.
And the fuel, huh?
Yeah.
Fuel, landing fees.
Well, the rental of the aircraft.
Yep, a couple hundred
bucks
an hour.
That's all it costs is $560
to go to Harrisonburg? Well, it's $200 an hour.
Oh, okay.
So it took me, by the time you start the engine and taxi and do all the pre-run-up and all that stuff, it was, I think, 2.7.
Can I fly with you and then podcast
you can fly
and video it?
You can
we talked
fly
about flying to Charlottesville. Yeah, my daughter's in Charlottesville, and so yeah.
Anytime you want to go. Yeah, sure.
This is your co-pilot here. Buck Hance is going to be your first officer.
Yeah, no, ahead, I'm not going to be letting you on the radio to talk to ACC.
Let me get on the comms, please.
You wouldn't be afraid to fly with me, to go up and with me?
No.
Cool. We'll go. I'm out of Leesburg.
I told you
I'm
betting
far.
The under. I mean, this is part of my bet the under strategy. Go take Thanks flights with Buck Hance.
Maybe Buck will fly into a submersible.
I'm not checking all the boxes. The under, so I'm not planning on.
All right. Crass commercial promotions. Buck Hance, you still do stuff with the Wizards on Monumental?
Yeah, Altcast, which is, you know, a different version of the broadcast that's on one of their networks because, as you know, Leonce has bought the network.
Okay.
It was called the Monumental Sports
Network.
So
that'll start up in a couple of months.
Yep.
And then you still do stuff with JMU?
Basketball games with the Dukes. Yeah.
Nice.
And, yeah.
How's the football team looking this year?
Somebody, I just saw something that said they were ranked. Somebody picked them as the 43rd best school in the country.
Okay.
For football. Who knows what they'll be like. They're the mid-major. They've lost, you know, Kurt Cignetti took 13 players with him to Indiana.
Yep.
They can't keep anybody.
Right.
They have a hard time keeping coaches. So it's a challenge for them each year to get kids in the portal and have a good team. But they're at the stage now in the Sun Belt where I think they have a competitive team.
All right. Coach Naki, you are going to be doing Maryland basketball for what year now?
Once again, this would be year 26.
Wow.
Year coming 26. Up.
Congratulations,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
And when I said, how's the team, you said, don't know, just met them.
12 new guys.
12.
Complete new
that's
coaching staff.
That's what happens.
I went, to Buck's point, that's the way it is across the board. I walked in to watch them practice 2-3 weeks ago. I didn't know one person in the gym. New trainer, new strength and conditioning coach.
Oh, my God, that's scary,
isn't
it?
It was nuts.
But you know who your broadcast partner is.
Oh, of course I do.
Johnny Holiday, everybody. Yeah. Legend, yeah. Johnny Holiday.
How many years for him? 48?
46.
46. That's mind-boggling. Listen, I love that guy.
That is incredible. He's really good, and I can't believe Kevin Sheehan hasn't cut his brake line yet to try to get that job. Because I thought for sure Sheehan would have had an assassination attempt.
When the time comes and he and I leave the jobs, they're going to hire two young people for those jobs.
Well, Sheehan's out. He's older than me.
That's
60.
It's destined.
He's almost dead, if I'm betting the under.
He was my producer at Channel 5, along with scans of others.
He would not be a terrible choice, but not anytime soon. You guys are going strong, and basketball season begins early this year.
Still doing the podcast, too, with Gary Williams. Yes, this would be season 9 of the podcast.
The DC Coaches podcast.
DC Coaches basketball podcast.
Did you take the summer off?
Yes.
Okay.
Have to.
Yeah,
well, not enough going on. And plus,
Gary's at
the beach. Got to get Gary back from the beach.
He ain't doing it in the summer.
Yeah. There's no XLR cable long enough to reach out to Rehoboth to get a mic in front of
him. He wouldn't return my text if I said, hey, we're going to do this thing on Monday. I'd get crickets.
Yeah, you'd hear nothing. Crickets. He's not doing that.
All right, boys. Thanks for coming out today.
Thanks,
and enjoy your man dinner tonight with the fellas. Whoop, all right? Whoop. Thanks for listening,
the old
everybody.
Codgers.
We'll see you next time on the Zapecast.
So what happens now? Is the food free or do we pay someone?
Of course not. They send you a bill.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Okay, you action-loving sports maniacs. Look, we all like having something-something on the games. Hell, it's what keeps us from going to bed or watching Top Chef. But when you are putting your money out there on these rough gambling streets, the number one thing you need to know is simply this. A, when will I get my money without a hassle? And B, is this online sportsbook going to be a dirt patch and a cloud of dust next week? Well, with the official sweet action site of the Zabecast, MyBookie is that place. I've been doing business with them for over 5 years. They've got great odds, don't gouge on the VIG, have all kinds of props and futures, and best of all, in the rare case there's ever a customer service issue, guess who your customer service rep is? That's right. Me, El Baldo. So get in there, open an account, use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo, so they know that I sent you. And bet with your head no over it, and you'll never look back. You'll never be tempted to try these other big clown books that are spending $1 trillion on fancy ad campaigns. MyBookie.com, MyBookie.com. You got a bookie? Yes, you do. And you don't have to meet him in a seedy Italian restaurant to settle up.